Excuse me. This is the second hour of Spindola Speaks. This is Deanna. And our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. His website is fluoridegate.org. He is the producer of Fluoride Gate, An American Tragedy, a film that you absolutely, that you absolutely have to watch, purchase a bunch of copies, give them out, make sure that people in your family know about this. It is essential. It's just absolutely essential that we know about this. You were talking just before we went to the break, or a few minutes before, about the things that we can do to detox from fluoridation. And you mentioned iodine, and you also mentioned iodine the last time that you were on the program. And you said that really there's no limit to the amount of iodine that you can take. In other words, if you take more than your body requires, then it will just dissipate into your urine, or is that the way it works?
Well, I wouldn't say no limit, but the current standard, the minimum daily requirement is 134 micrograms, and that's way too little. Even the study that was based upon, 20% of the kids got goiter, which is, where your throat blows out, and so, they said, oh, good, it's only 20% of the kids. And I'm sorry, if 20% of the kids develop, warts in the middle of their forehead, you'd say you didn't have enough anti-wart. Anyway, your body is a very tolerant of iodine, and it fixes a whole host of stuff. There's a study showing that if they just give people a substantial dose of iodine, I think it was the Gerson therapy uses 12 to 15 milligrams. Now, I said micrograms earlier, 130 micrograms, which is a thousandth of a milligram. So you talk about a gnat's whisker versus the gnat. And so anyway, a 12 milligrams of iodine a day was what Max Gerson used to recommend for his anti-cancer approach. And the first thing that happens if you're really toxic is you get itchy all over. And that's the bromine and the chlorine coming off the iodine receptor sites. And so I tell people to take less, and over a longer period of time. Don't try to get well in one day. Get well in 1 year, and so there is the itchiness but it goes away the more you take it. So what Sherry Tenpenny says on her website is, she says her theory is that it's the bromine from all the brominated breads and all that stuff that are coming off, or your brominated hot pool, your hot tub. And so anyway, you can easily take a much more substantial dose than we're doing. But there's studies showing that if you give people iodine in a substantial dose, like we're talking, they start excreting mercury. Well, how does that work? Nobody's explained that yet. Not only does it excrete the chlorine and the bromine, but they start excreting the mercury and the fluoride also. So anyway, it's a good thing, and it's essential, and it's difficult to overdose. And it basically every tissue in the human body needs iodine. Every tissue, not just breast tissue. But Sherry Tenpenny has a lecture that she talks about the healing female breast problems by putting them on iodine. Is that the breast is the most consumptive of iodine, because if the baby will get a normal intake of iodine from breast milk, even if the mother is starving to death and getting not anywhere near the adequate intake of iodine, because the breast has the ability to scavenge iodine from all the other tissues. So it is a very consumptive tissue for iodine, because it's meant to feed the baby. God knew that the next generation is more important than this one. So maybe mom dies or gets breast cancer or cystic breast disease, but at least the baby got an adequate intake. And so that's the story on that. But the answer to that is to find a good source of iodine, whether you go to the health food store and get Lugol's or kelp or some source that gives you milligram doses of iodine instead of micrograms, and take it on a regular basis. It's good for you, and your body will store it to a certain degree, so you can take a little bit extra one day and forget another day, and so it's a good thing.
Alrighty, we are going to a break. We will take calls after the break at 800-313-9443.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. His website is fluoridegate.org. He is the producer of Fluoride Gate, an American Tragedy. It is a video that is just absolutely wonderful, and you need to share it with your family and friends and local officials. Getting back to the iodine situation, for about 5 years, I've taken 12.5 milligrams. And since you were on the program the last time, I've been taking 50. And I think I can see a difference. I can tell a difference.
You know, like I was saying, is it the standard is so low that almost everybody's deficient in iodine, and so you can take more and not suffer any tremendous consequences. And you know, 50 is probably 50 is obviously more than you will need. But if you're in a therapeutic situation, oftentimes they go up to 50. So you know, I wouldn't say take it forever because A, it's a waste of money, but sooner or later, you'll get your tissue saturated, and like you said, you feel better. It's a good thing. Your body needs iodine. It has to take it. So you have to have iodine. And you know, there's studies showing that, you know, adequate intake of iodine is, you know, improved almost every tissue in the body, all the way from the prostate gland, which is kind of like surprising, but all the way to the breast and, even mercury coming out of people. So, you know, it's an essential nutrient, and it's, grossly deficient throughout this country. There's a whole band, they used to call it the goiter belt. There's a whole band of the United States that starts up in Michigan, Wisconsin area, and then it goes all the way down in through Virginia, where kids used to grow a, you know, throat that looked like a frog. And I was at a discussion at Timberville in Virginia, and I mentioned the fact that, you know, iodine is essential, fluoride's not, and fluoride competes with the iodine in the thyroid, and that, you know, that, and through, actually throughout the body, but it competes with iodine. and the public health dentist that was there, and she says, "Oh yeah, we were part of the goiter belt back in the day." And so, you know, like, okay, so we have an area of the country that's deficient in iodine, and so the public health dentist goes in and says, "Oh, we need the antidote, the anti-iodine chemical fluoride." And so, you know, does it seem insane to you? It seemed insane to me. And, I love that debate because it was actually in front of waterboard people. And, she had the National Academy of Science review. And she said, well, and she put her hand on it. And she says, "This National Academy of Science review says there's no problem whatsoever with one part per million fluoride in the drinking water." And I said, "That's not true." I said, "That's what Duell, the guy that used to work with Harold Hodge, the mass murderer of the Manhattan Project, in my opinion, and had said as in a press release that was not sanctioned by the rest of the committee." And so he was the guy put on there to make sure that the committee came up with the right conclusion. They voted unanimously to reject the EPA standard for fluoride in the water. And it was not safe. And so I said, "Can I borrow the book a second?" She said, "Sure." And she'd actually bookmarked the page I was looking for, which is Table 8-2, which points out that infants that receive a dose of 0.01, it's written like a penny, of fluoride in their iodine deficient, have a damage to their thyroid. And so, you know, if you got a baby on a bottle at one part per million, it gets a quarter, it gets 0.25. So, you know, 25 times or 250% higher, or 2,500%. Yeah, 2,500% more than is known to harm the child. So I don't think that's appropriate. But anyway, they said I was being argumentative.
I am being argumentative. you're arguing in behalf of the rest of us, and I thank you for that.
I'm going to tell everybody, when they go watch the movie, don't just watch it. Go comment on it, get the link, and send it to all your email addresses that you have or your friends and families. Because if we work together as a nation, as people that are concerned about the health of this nation, we will push this documentary. It's not about fluoride. It's about policy. It's about how deplorably the United States Justice Department behaved when Dr. Marcus pointed out that the rats that had the high fluoride exposure had cancer of the lip, tongue, throat, liver, and bone. And so that's proven. That's not controversial. They lost. The judge banged the gavel not once but twice, gave Dr. Marcus punitive damages and criticized the Justice Department in the deplorable way they behave. Totally unethical. And so that's what the movie's about. And send it to everybody. It shows you how they are cheating, not just that they are cheating.
Yes. I second that. All righty. Let's take Sherry from Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Hello, Dr. Kennedy.
Hey, Sherry.
These municipalities that put fluoride in the water supply, they have to keep a MSDS on, or a material safety data sheet on the chemical that they're using, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm thinking about writing. I'm on rural water, but it comes from a source where they fluoridate the water. And I'm thinking about writing them and asking them, you know, certain questions before I approach somebody. Now, I believe that this particular one said they use sodium fluoride, but they still have to have that MSDS on it, right?
Yes, and the sodium fluoride is icky stuff, and it's actually, when we measured the sodium fluoride, it's got silica in it, so it's basically the sodium version of hydrofluorosilicic acid. They just drive off the water and call it sodium fluoride. It's not sodium fluoride. It's sodium silica fluoride in most cases. But you know, you're attacking the wrong person. The problem is coming from Washington D.C. And so, you know, you're pounding on the fur on the outside of the lion, and the lion doesn't care. You got to go into Washington D.C. and make them change the policy. The reason you're fluoridated.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the reason you're fluoridated is because the policy is in Washington D.C. So pecking at your own water supply company, they're going to say, "Oh, we don't have any choice. We're being mandated to do this. We're just the little slaves, and we don't have any obligation to you. We have an obligation to our employer."
Well, they tried to put something through the Kansas legislature a few years ago to force, you know, it keeps coming up in Wichita, and luckily the people in Wichita keep defeating it. But, you know, and they tried to get something through the state legislature to make all municipalities over a certain number of people fluoridate their water supply, and they weren't able to do that.
Well, just so you understand, the Washington, D.C. people, the Public Health Department, the Center for Disease Control, is currently attacking half a dozen states right now throughout the United States. We are the most fluoridated country in the world. There are more people drinking fluoridated water in the United States than all the rest of the world put together. So that we are losing this battle because of the heart of the dragon is in Washington, D.C. And like you say, Wichita has defeated it, I think, three times. Davis, California, has defeated it eight times. But the citizens of California voted it out over 100 times, and yet they went in, paid a little money, and California has the best legislature you can buy, and we've got a mandatory fluoridation bill here in California. Why did they pick California? Because there's 35 million people here, and that gets rid of several hundred tons of silica fluoride. They've got to get rid of it somehow, so they go to the places with the, they're attacking Hawaii right now, which is the, one of the last non-fluoridated countries in the states in the United States. So it the problem is not going to stop from fighting locally. I agree you have to fight locally. But you've got to, but when I made a tour of Nebraska a few years ago, and we defeated it 6 out of 6. But what happened to the people that defeated it? They stopped. They didn't do anything else. I'm sorry. Why am I flying all the way from California to help you fight for your water, and then you're not willing to fight for your nation? Well, it's not in my water. I'm not worried about it. Well, and what happened in Grand Island is they came right back and started doing it again. So, you know, it until we get the wooden stake and drive it through the heart of the dragon in Washington, D.C., where all the money's coming from, all the push to put it in your water, where why did Kansas want to do a mandatory fluoridation bill? Same reason California. The lobbyists came in and started to spread money around, and, you know, if you can buy the mayor of New York City for, you know, $50,000, you can buy the entire state for $200,000, and, you know, they're going to make more than that in the first week selling this stuff. So it's got to stop. It's got, but it's got to stop from the source. You can't bang at the tail of the dog and expect the dog to quit biting the postman. So you got to get at the head of it, you know, and stop it. So that's what I'm encouraging people to do is to fight locally, but stay engaged. Move the fluoride gate up to the top of the search engines and then make them stop in Washington, D.C. They're doing things that are un-American. They're not good for us. They're harming our country. They need to stop.
I met Dr. Yemianis in 96 when he was at the Cure Convention. And, you know, he looked like the picture helped me. And do you think there was anything suspicious about his death?
No. Dr. Gamiano is a good friend of mine. He was the co-author of my book. I think he had a adenocarcinoma of the bowel, and he didn't get it excised. He was trying to 11 different therapies, and that's not how you get rid of cancer. You try one therapy, and then you get rid of it, but you don't do 11 things. So,
okay.
Anyway.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. All righty. Let's take Steve in Virginia. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi. Excuse me. Thank you. I would like to clarify something we heard a while ago on the show. The doctor mentioned this itching, and did he state that was sometimes due to a lack of iodine, the itching that a person can feel? My wife has that issue, and she's hypothyroid, so she's trying to, counter that problem.
The itching is, Sherry Tenpenny is the, I haven't, I'm not a physician, so I haven't ever prescribed iodine for people, but I've been using it to clean teeth with for decades. But the itching comes, according to Sherry Tenpenny, there are many reasons for itching, but in the itching with iodine, it comes, when you first start taking iodine to supplement your deficiency, because it's driving off the bromine and the fluorine. But it goes away, the more iodine you take, it soon goes away. So if it doesn't go away, have your wife seek medical attention, because that's the nature of the thing.
All righty. Steve, you're welcome to stay over the break. We do need to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. He is the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventive Dentistry. His website is fluoridegate.org. He is the producer of Fluoride Gate, an American Tragedy, a must-see video, and you must also share it. Steve, are you still with us?
Yeah, actually, I guess you answered the question. I was going to ask for the name of the video again, what was the website for the doctor?
Fluoridegate.org.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, that's the okay.
And you can ask me a question, and better yet, go on the film, and there's a blog underneath the film. Mm-hmm. Write something there, and I'll answer you there, because you know it. We need to put 200 or 300 under there. It's like 14 or 15. 30,000 people will watch it, and there's like 14 people commented. So I'd like to have 30,000 people come in.
Yeah, well, I sure appreciate it. I was just going to say, you know, I'm just amazed when we've had various dentists over the years, and all the ones we've gone to, they're just so strong with this, you know, being pro fluoride. Is it something that they just a narrow training that they get in that regard, you think?
They're taught by a trade association. They're taught by the ADA. Is that they have an accredited dental school, and to get accredited, they have to teach the party line. On the other hand, the International Academy of Oral Medicine Toxicology, if you want a dentist that knows about fluoride and mercury and those kind of things, you go to IAOMT. It stands for International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, IAOMT, and you can seek out a physician or a dentist from the IMT, and you'll find somebody that actually knows toxicology, and that's, and nobody that knows anything about toxicology is going to recommend that you put mercury in your teeth or fluoride in your water. It's insane from a toxicological point of view.
Yeah. So a lot of them, you think they know better, but they just want to stick to the party line.
No, I think they're ignorant. My sister-in-law likes to point out the fact that back in the 70s, I wrote a prescription for my nieces and nephews to have fluoride. She's a nurse. She didn't get it for them, which I'm forever grateful. But, you know, I thought it was a good deal because I went to dental school, and that's what they told me I should be doing. On the other hand, when I joined the IAOMT, I immediately met people like John Yamianis and Bill Hersey, Bob Carton, Bill Marcus, and all the who's, Leonard Krug, and all the who's who, and Roger Masters, all the who's who, and the fluoride issue. And, you know, there's no question in my mind that, you know, what I was taught in dental school was complete malarkey. That's why they won't debate. If you ask them for a debate, they won't do it. And why won't they do it? Because they don't have anything to say when you point out that the baby's overdosed. And the whole host of studies showing, there's another way to look at it is you take diseased bones that, they're removed from people with broken hips, and you analyze the amount of fluoride in those versus somebody dies in a car wreck or something like that, and that the diseased bone has more fluoride in it. Well, that doesn't prove that the fluoride diseased the bone. On the other hand, you know, if you found 10 bullets in somebody, you might assume that they were shot.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I appreciate the information. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Steve. All right, I have a question from the chat room. Is transdermal application of povidone iodine helpful?
You know, your body will suck it up, yeah. Povidone is an ammoniated iodine, and so I would probably recommend that you use a Lugol's, which is iodine and potassium iodide. Povidone is a form of iodine where they've hooked it to ammonia, and so the ammonia group on it looks to bacteria like it is a protein, so that the bacteria absorb it rapidly. And so it's used, if you cut yourself and you go to the emergency room, the nurse pulls out this orange swab and starts slopping it around on the cut. Well, why does she do that? It's because that kind of iodine will kill on contact. It because the bacteria suck it in, and then they've got iodine inside bacteria. Bacteria don't tolerate iodine, and so they die. So I tell people, you know, you should get a little bit of Lugol's and brush your teeth with it. That's the best way, because then you can kill off the germs that cause gum disease and tooth decay, or irrigate with it, squirt it around. I wrote a whole book on the subject. Is that all the bad guys in your mouth are that are eating your teeth are either Streptococcus mutans, which dies with iodine, and it doesn't die with fluoride, so it's kind of stupid to be putting in it. It just makes it choke. And or the swimmers around your teeth are the ones that are eating the gums, and if you put it in a water pick and hose it around, you can wash them away and leave behind a little bit of residue of iodine, which will keep the next generation from growing up. So it's a good thing. But iodine is an antiseptic, but the type you're talking about, povidone, is specifically says for external use only. So I'm not telling people to eat povidone iodine. That would kill off the bacteria in your intestine, for one thing, which is not a good thing. You want to keep those guys happy. There are more bacteria in our body than there are cells. So, you know, it's a question of us, me and my good bacteria against bad bacteria. It's not a question bacteria are not bad. They're actually part of us. They're necessary for us to get our nutrients and so forth. So don't kill them all, just the bad ones.
You're suggesting that we use Lugol's on our toothbrush?
Sure. You use about 3 drops a day in the Gerson therapy. They use 3 drops of Lugol's a day. And that gives you 12.5 to 15 milligrams a day. And so what if you put, 3 or 4 drops on your toothbrush and brush it all around and spit it back out? Would you get 1 drop, half a drop, whatever? You know, it's certainly a very safe way to use it. And you would have the benefit of the iodine and its antiseptic properties. And Lugol's is a nutrient form. It's perfectly okay to eat Lugol's. It's both the iodine and the iodide, which are the forms that your body needs. So.
All righty. We will take a break right now. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy. He is the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventive Dentistry. And you were talking about Lugol's. Now, a lot of dentists have hygienists in their offices to clean teeth. And I think that's probably new, what, in the last 30 years or so. Now, would using Lugol's to brush your teeth with prevent the formation of tartar?
No. It would probably cut down on it because it would kill off some of the causes of tartar. Tartar is not a problem. It's not what causes gum disease. Bacteria cause gum disease. And so I call tartar our bacterial condominiums. It basically is a place for them to hide out, but it's not the underlying cause. The underlying cause is bacterial. And so anything that kills off bacteria is going to help. In many ways, the hygienist has been duped as much as the dentist because, they swear by, putting fluoride on children's teeth and all that stuff. And in my book, I detailed the death of a child in a dental chair on his first visit to the dentist. He didn't die in the chair. He died at the hospital a few hours later as they were trying to pump his stomach. But the hygienist gave him a lethal dose of fluoride, and she didn't know it. So that's a terrible education. Dentists don't know anything about toxicology. And both she and the dentist testified they hadn't realized that fluoride was a poison. So here we have totally untrained people out recommending we put a poison in the water supply. And they don't even, like, ask them to say, what's the name of the actual chemical, and they want to use abbreviations or something because they can't say hydrofluorosilicic acid. I mean, come on. If you can't even pronounce it, it shouldn't be in the water.
Right. All righty. Let's take another phone call. Let's take Lark from Texas. Lark, welcome to the program.
Well, hi, Deanna. Dr. Kennedy, I just had to call in because, Dr. Kennedy, you're one of the few people that I listen to or have listened to in the past 5 or 6 years over internet radio that stresses this thing called trade associations. And so, with your permission, Deanna, I can't help but mention the importance of this school of thought known as syndicalism and how it is that behaviorists and social scientists have decided that this idea to train or indoctrinate societal beings to conformity and to herdthink is so important to their long-term plans to create an ideal world socialist state. In other words, today we have such a Sovietized socialist system that all of the governors are organized into syndicalist groups, the National Governors Association. And then we have all the mayors of the National Conference of Mayors, or the American Conference of Mayors, one or the other. And this is a rather dangerous development that was adopted by the progressives in this country around the turn of the century. And when you mention these trade associations, I just want to applaud you for the fact that you stress how these trade associations are forcing conformity and groupthink onto the dentist, as they do to the doctors, as they do with the attorneys, as they do with the bankers. And this is what is going to eventually turn all of us into members of either organized crime and or into slaves, the ideal golem, if you will.
The people of Texas are too pesky to be slaves.
they oftentimes don't read, though, because
true.
We've all been socialized to instant gratification and sound bites and so forth because of the television. And then, of course, within the school system today, that they don't teach phonics, which means people can't even think, read, or even speak with a full understanding of the English language. And so we oftentimes talk past one another without actually communicating with one another.
Well, you know, your point's well taken, and that's also why I make films now, and I wrote a book, and it was widely accepted. But, you know, not that many people read books, but everybody can sit and watch a TV and or on the internet or in a movie theater. So we're showing Fluoridegate at 25 film festivals throughout the United States, Canada this year, and it's already had an impact. It's starting to move the issue out of the he said she said, and because it's about the government's misbehavior, and you know, it's people like yourself that listen and pay attention that are going to move this country away from the insanity of taking hazardous waste from China, Mexico, Japan, Florida, and Spain, and putting in our drinking water. But Texas is one of the highest fluoride levels in statewide of any state in the union, and that's because of the Rocky Mountains that have eroded and left natural fluoride in the groundwater in many areas of the arid areas of Texas, and it's not good for people in Texas. They should seek out better water, but that's different than having a tanker loaded up with hydrofluorosilicic acid driving all the way across the country to put it in, you know, somebody else's water. So it causes adverse effects in any form, but the worst form I'm aware of is the silica fluoride. Trade associations are another word for union. If you look at the great Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes said that all the trade associations, the American Bar Association, the American Dental Association, American Medical Association, all of them serve to protect the profession. They paint themselves as though they're protecting you. They say, oh, we're supervising the profession, yada, yada, yada. They're not. And that they're basically feathering their own nest, and you use the word I use too, indoctrination, because dental schools are not about education. It's about indoctrination. And that much of this, I once wrote an article that says everything I learned in dental school is wrong. And that, gum infections cut the gums off. You know, what would you think if you went to a doctor and you had an infected finger and he said, we can cut that off? Well, that went out with the Civil War. So, you know, why are we using a surgical approach for an infection? Why don't we figure out what the bug is and kill it? And that's what I recommend in my book. So,
and you know, people are always talking about what's wrong with America? What's wrong with the world? Well, the truth of the matter is we've been socially engineered to actually become racketeers and members of organized crime. And by that very fact, we we come under contract bondage. And it's the same as slavery. And this is what is happening. We're all becoming members of organized crime, and at the same time, we are becoming enslaved. And it's a fact of life today, and so I often say that I'm actually surrounded by criminals, and it's just a fact.
But it's anyway, the Water Department, you're right.
Well, I'm telling you, just about anybody that's a member of a syndicalist trade union or trade association or has become a corporatist citizen slave, as I term them, they've actually become racketeers and members of organized crime. Because we become complicit and compliant in the overall scheme of things, which, of course, is to enslave humanity via these new variants of socialism.
I was a member of the American Dental Association for years, and I thought they were actually serving me. I thought, you know, they would review the scientific literature and keep me abreast through their meetings and through their continuing education programs, their health insurance, their malpractice insurance. I thought they were helping me. And what I've come to understand is that they were helping themselves. And that their goal was to continue the status quo. It was not a question of moving the profession forward. It was to maintain the status quo. And they are promoting mercury fillings. They're out lying through their teeth daily now about how safe mercury fillings are and how good water fluoridation is. But we have in this country a rule of law, and that there are punishments available for trade associations that lie. As a matter of fact, there's a lawsuit that's going on right now. The lawyer Nidell speaks about that in my movie Fluoride Gate, which if you haven't watched, please do, and then send me a note. But on Fluoride Gate,
I did see your film, and it was wonderful. And
then you saw Nidell talking about he goes through a list of people who holds the liability. Is that we are a country of laws, and that there are ways to stop people from telling you falsehoods, and one of the ways you do that is you punish people who do make false statements or don't disclose known risks. And that if you expose people to fluoride, the known risk is dental fluorosis, but add to that skeletal fluorosis, soft tissue fluorosis, joint and ligament pain, lower IQ, thyroid dysfunction, and so forth. So if you're a bottled water manufacturer or you're selling a fluoride product, then you don't disclose those, like a dentist putting a fluoride filling in some child's tooth, or even worse yet, the fluoride varnishes, which are 50,000 parts per million fluoride, and they don't disclose to the parents that this is not an FDA-approved drug and that it will expose your child to an enormous amount of fluoride, which probably will have an adverse effect on several different systems. I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you what systems it's going to damage, but you can look it up on Wikipedia. And if they don't disclose that, then they're liable.
Let's not forget, though, that when I said that I was surrounded by communitarians and good corporate citizen slaves and racketeers and criminals, let's dispel ourselves of the myth that we actually live in a nation that's guided by something called the rule of law, because these trade associations have touched the bar, as you know. And frankly, I think just to be in the same room with these people is consorting with criminals. And it's no different than if, you know, if you're going to lie with pigs, then you're going to wind up smelling like them.
Well,
I'll leave that for another day. But I would challenge you that I would challenge the idea that we live under such a thing called the rule of law. If there is such a law that we live under today, it's more akin to Talmudic law. And you really need a committee of rabbis to sort things out. And in the meantime, the industry called the Bar Association members profit enormously, just like those dentists that charge way too much for what used to be accomplished when we didn't have such a thing as the ADA.
Well, that's true. They used to pull the teeth, and my grandfather was very good at that. So
keep pressing these words, trade association, because you're one of the few out there that are doing it. And I
that's where the problem's coming from. But the real problem is coming from Washington D.C. So yes, we have the trade associations who have their back. But the problem is originating in Washington, D.C. as a gift to industry. And
that's because the American Civil War was a communist revolution won by the communists. We called them Federalists. We still do. The court historians, as Deanna puts it, calls them that. And since 1871, with the last incarnation of the all-caps United States, that's a corporation that has been operating for profit, and they have sought to ensnare all the states, all the governors, all the mayors, and the whole of society to their scheme, and we're all being farmed literally, just like we're a herd of cattle.
In your world, there's nothing we can do about it. In my world, I'm saying we're citizens of a nation where we still have rights, and that I'm telling everybody, whether they're from Texas or whether they're from California or whether they're from Virginia, stand up and let your voice be heard, because there are so many of us. Nobody wants to poison their own children. And that there's so many of us that what we have to do is we have to get out of this, oh, there's nothing I can do about it mode, into saying, I'm going to do something about this. This is something I'm going to take on as an issue, and I'm going to solve this problem. We can do it. You and I together.
Well, we're doing it right now. We're doing it right now.
I've given you the tool right now. It's on the Internet. It's called Fluoride Gate. Watch it. Put that link on everything you ever talk to anybody about anything, and then make sure everybody watches it. They go on. They blog. We'll move it up to the top of the list. People will see the cover-up. It's about the cover-up of the cancer that fluoride causes, and the disproportionate harm to minorities in this country, but basically harming all the children, and that we will stop this, you and I together, and with Deanna's help. Thank you for having me on.
It's damaging to the entire society, and what you've done is a magnificent thing. And never think, though, that any individual can't do something about it. They just simply need to come out of these terrible, invisible, and very visible contracts that bind us to immorality and to organized crime, and that's how we do it.
And stop drinking the tap water, because it's damaging the brain.
Right.
So true. Well, thanks so much. Huh?
Okay.
Thank you, Lark. All right, let's quickly take John in California. John, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Doctor, I think on a prior show you were talking about implants, dental implants, and I wanted to find out if you're pro or con of those things. I think you said for your own wife or something, you chose not to use an implant, you chose to use something else. And I went over to the IAOMT and was looking for somebody there to handle amalgams, because I've got a mouthful of them, and my wife has an awful lot of autoimmune disorder problems, bone, joint, pain, I mean, just things, you know, I see her suffering all the time, and I'm beginning to realize that we're just drowning ourselves in fluoride. And so if I see a dentist on there that says that they practice their IAOMT, but they do implants, is that somebody I want to talk to, or should I be looking for somebody else?
Well, you can talk to them. Just say no to the implant. The problem with the implant is not toxicological. It's biological. The problem with the implant is that skin does not grow to the implant. And so bacteria, the mouth is one of the dirtiest organs of the human body. And so the bacteria there get into your bloodstream, and that there's no way they can seal them out. The fact that it's very popular and it's widely accepted by the dental profession as a way to fix teeth puts me as the outlier. I'm the guy that's saying, hey, this is not a good idea until you find a way to seal out the bacteria. But on the other hand, we're not very well trained in the biological sciences. And so a lot of dentists, some of my colleagues who I respect very much, they won't use mercury, they won't use fluoride, but they still do implants. So that's my
concern. Absolutely agree with what you're saying there.
All right, gentlemen, we do have to take a three-minute break. John, please stay over the break, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Our guest today has been Dr. David Kennedy. He is the author of How to Save Your Teeth, Toxic-Free Preventive Dentistry. His website is fluoridegate.org. His movie is Fluoride Gate, An American Tragedy. It is a must-watch, must-share movie. And we had John on the phone. John, did you have another question? Or he dropped. Okay. All righty. I do have a question from the chat room. What about, and you've kind of addressed this already when you were talking about Texas, what about the natural fluoride in well water? And what should well water people do if they do have natural fluoride?
I made a documentary about that. It's called China's Battle with Crippling Water. Is that natural fluoride will cripple you, just like the silica fluoride, only it cripples you slower. Natural fluoride is always found in hard water, and so it's a calcium fluoride in a water that's rich in calcium and magnesium, which is the antidote to fluoride poisoning. Nevertheless, I wouldn't drink it. That if you have a, but that water is, you know, the standards, that's actually why the big argument in the EPA is because some communities have naturally high fluoride in the water, and if you actually told the people the truth about their water, the truth is that you can't drink tap water that has fluoride in it. And so that's the truth. And so what do you want to do about it? Well, you know, if you live on a farm, and what they did in China is that they basically found that by drilling deeper, they could find an aquifer that was very deep, 500 feet, that had the very low fluoride in it. And that's how they solved the problem in a number of villages in China. And in India, just the reverse, is the fluoride is near the top of the surface of the earth, and so the deeper water was bad in India, and the surface water was rain and runoff, and it was less bad. So there are different strategies to solve the problem, and you know they probably need to talk to a well driller and see what they find. You know, it may be more expensive, or you maybe just want to find another source of water. That's one of the other things you can do is all surface water is low in fluoride unless you live near Bauxite, Arkansas, where they have the aluminum smelter. I mean, the bauxite mines. But if surface water is rainwater. So rainwater is free of fluoride. So you can do water collection. That's what, you know, if you live in an area that's raining fairly frequently, like Houston or Dallas, someplace like that, it rains enough there. You could collect enough water in a cistern and have, no problem at all, you know, providing your own water and even for your pets too. That's what they showed in China was that even the work beast, the burros and so forth, were poisoned by the fluoride in the water. So natural fluoride is not as bad as the artificial fluoride that they are trucking in from China, Japan, Mexico, Florida, but it is still bad.
All righty. Well, I certainly appreciate having you on the program today, and we do need to have you back because we need to get more people aware of the situation. And you are just so full of wonderful information, and you just answer so many questions that people have. And I thank you so much for everything that you've done and continue to do. I just really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me on and sharing with your friends.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.